Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nice Try is a 7-part series looking at the elusive idea of utopia, a perfect society or place, and how this concept's been interpreted at various points in history, from Hitler's plans for Berlin to enclosed biospheres populated by environmentalists. And spoiler alert, some kind of failure or disappointment usually awaits when the vision meets the reality. The show's hosted and produced by Avery Trufelman. She usually works on the popular design podcast 99% Invisible. And she did a spin-off show last year called Articles of Interest that we featured on the podcast hour. It's all about the history of clothing, from Hawaiian shirts to tartan. This is from the episode of Nice Try about Chandigarh. It's a city in northern India, designed in the 1950s by a very famous architect at the request of India's first Prime Minister, Jawaharlal Nehru.
Somehow, Nehru ropes in the canonical king of modernism, the mononymous Elvis of architecture, Le Corbusier. Le Corbusier was one of the architects who truly established the aims and goals of modernism. And this is the guy who said, the house is a machine for living in. His work looked like machinery. No space for kitsch and clutter. He was renowned for his soaring yet austere concrete buildings, as well as his signature round spectacles and bow tie. He'd been a leader in the field since 1905. But by 1950, the Swiss-born architect was leaning towards the end of his career. Le Corbusier, we're also going to call him Corb or Corbu, isn't immediately in on Chandigarh. He would have to move to India, and he sticks up his nose a bit at the idea of a salary paid on an Indian government scale. But then, Corb comes up with an idea. Pierre Jeanneret, his cousin, who is also an architect.
And he told Jeanneret that, here this way, why don't you go to India and you be me in India?
Corbu and Jeanneret are partners, and also kind of rivals, because they're different in every way. Corb is 6 feet something, Jeanneret just over 5 feet. Jeanneret is quiet, in contrast with the stubborn loudness of Corbu. And unlike Corbu, Pierre Jeanneret is well-liked.
And I've heard you call him PJ. Did everyone call him PJ?
Yes, in India, everybody called him PJ, yeah, PJ. I don't know if they meant pajamas, but no. But PJ, he was known as PJ. He was known as the saint and the ascetic.
PJ signs on and heads to his post in India to fulfill Corbu's vision, because Corbu had made the master plan.
Well, he felt that a city is like a human body, and that's why he put the capital complex on the north, which is the head or the brain, where the largest amount of activity takes place in the human body.
This is Mac Serene.
My name is Manmohan Lal Serene, but all friends call me Mac.
Mac is a lawyer in Chandigarh. He's lived there since he was 6. His family moved there before it was built.
My father was also a lawyer, and he used to practice in Lahore, which is now a part of Pakistan, in the Lahore High Court. And when partition took place in 1947, at very short notice, my parents and my elder 3 siblings had to leave.
Mac's father would eventually work in this capital complex, the head of the body, with all the state institutions, like the High Court and the Secretariat. This head is designed by Corb. Picture austere, soaring concrete that towers over people, punctuated with the occasional swath of red, yellow, orange, and green paint, kind of like accent walls. To adjust for local climate, Le Corbusier adds overhangs that deflect sunlight, and enormous reflecting pools designed to cool the buildings, although eventually they also had to add air conditioning. One side of the legislative building looks like a concrete hull of a ship resting on massive piers. There's no mistaking that this is the head of the city. And then, according to Corb's plan, below that
is the stomach.
The stomach is the commercial center, which is Sector 17.
And then there are the limbs.
The two limbs were the university on the one side and the industrial area on the other.
And the lungs.
Throughout the city, you have these green belts, as we call them.
These rows of gardens and trees to give you a space to breathe.
So that is the basic concept, and it's like a human body, and I think it works extremely well.
The rest of the city was designed to house about 500,000 people living in distinct, self-sufficient neighborhoods. Each neighborhood would have its own shops, schools, health centers, recreation centers, and up to 14 categories of housing, including single-family houses, duplexes, row houses, hostels, and student housing. All of these, everything that wasn't the head, is designed by PJ, along with the English architects Maxwell Fry and Jane Drew, with the assistance of a team of 9 Indian architects, which includes Vikram Prakash's dad.
And that's how my father came into the project, too, because he was in London. So he wrote to Maxwell Fry and said, you know, I hear you've got this project, and I want to return to India.
And together, this team of architects design every single thing about the city. Not just the lungs and the limbs and the stomach, but the hair and the nails and the skin cells, so to speak.
So what the architects did was that they would, you know, they would master plan the city in the morning and design the buildings basically in the afternoons, which was their day job. And you know, I'm sort of being rhetorical here a little bit, but basically in the evening after Scotch, they would design the furniture because that was just the simplest and easiest way to get the furniture built.
Part of the visual language of the city was to be its furniture. And not only those wooden chairs, tables, lamps, all the interiors, and the government buildings, and the schools, and the offices, all the public spaces, so that the city could be a complete vision, something beautiful and cosmopolitan, both indoors and out. And there was a more practical motivation to designing the furniture themselves.
The reason why all this furniture came into being was because that was the cheapest way to furnish the buildings. It was cheaper to design and have the furniture locally built rather than buy off-the-shelf furniture.
So all the architects got to work designing chairs. And even if it's over Scotch, it's not done carelessly. These had to be standardized chairs that could be made quickly with local materials and very easily replicable and cheap. So, of course, they need to be designed well. This is like real DIY IKEA, a style made accessible to the masses. You know, the vision of total and complete modernity.
From the modernist's perspective, the standard chair was always an ergonomic chair.
They had to be chairs perfect for the human body that would be the healthiest to sit in and also the most beautiful and efficient and sturdy enough for everyday use. That was the goal of modernism. The goal of Chandigarh, to make something clean and neutral and good for everyone.
Some of the Nice Try podcast from Curbed and the Vox Media podcast network hosted by Avery Truffleman. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast hour from RNZ. If you're enjoying the show and it's helping you find new stuff to listen to, then please tell other people about us. Maybe mention it to a friend or a family member. And do please rate and review us on Apple or Stitcher or wherever you get your podcast from. Not only does this help other people find us, but it also lets me know if I'm on the right track with the number of clips. Do you want some fewer stories, longer interviews? Just let me know about it. And I'm also really interested in finding out how people want me to podcast and publish stuff online. At the moment, I release the whole show in one chunk and also in shorter slices of individual shows too. But if this is just a pain and it's easier to just get everything in one program, you don't have to fiddle around with and curate, just say the word and it shall be done. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.